Commissioner Jan Hall is in today to talk about the board meeting yesterday. You had a human services board meeting first, and a pretty brief regular meeting. But thanks for stopping by anyway. And let's start off with the Veterans Service Officer update.
Well, first of all, good morning to everyone, and thank you for having me. We did have an update from our Veterans Service Officer. They have put in a new office, so it separates it out, so it's privacy for our vets. And things are going good, and Pat Strand is our Veterans Service Officer, and she does a good job, and I think our vets appreciate the new room for privacy and issues that they may have, so we respect our vets in this county. So, and
yeah, we had that change because the office was kind of part-time at Grand Portage and part here, and then there were some technical changes that moved the office here on a permanent basis, not every day of the week, but...
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And Pat was or is also with what, Human Services?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, and then Diane Booth was in talking about the, you know, kind of boilerplate stuff on the community center and on the Board of Trustees. But tell me about how things are going with the community center and the Y.
Well, the community center and the Y are working together on the programs, and the YMCA has done a fabulous job in working with our programs. They have really nice programs for the children, adults, and as we know, you know, a lot of people go to the Y. So this summer should be great for the kids and adults, and it's working quite well.
Parking lot's full.
Yes, it is, always.
And then Sheriff Falk was in. He had already sent his letter of resignation and recommendations to the board because he was at a meeting last meeting. So there was a discussion on I think mostly his replacement for 4 months.
Yes, we had a discussion yesterday about that, and the statutes, we're going by the statutes because it is up to the county commissioners to make that decision. So there was a lot of talk back and forth about what, you know, maybe an interim or should we go out of the county and have a person come in. And the cost to the county to do something like that could be a large amount.
Sure.
So we stayed with protocol and policy and in our history of how things have taken place with the law enforcement, and Leif Lundy will be the interim. And I feel that I know that everybody in our county will make their own decision. So I don't think this would sway things either way. It is policy and statute. So we felt pretty good about working with that.
And when I spoke with Sheriff Falk about that earlier, it was, I mean, the chief deputy is the person who steps in when he's out of the county.
Yes.
So there's, you know, there's a, it would be difficult for somebody, I imagine, that's not familiar with that, or particularly somebody that's not from the county to do that work, because a lot can happen in 4 months.
Oh, absolutely, with summer and dryness and what have you. So we you know, you just want someone that would be there that has handled some things and has a history of that. They're both great guys, and I wish them both the best.
And they are running strenuous campaigns already.
Yes, yes.
Okay. All right. We've been speaking with Jan Hall. She's the first district commissioner.
Yes.
That's way up.
It's the other end of the county.
Yep. Okay. Thanks for stopping by, Jan.
Thank you so much.